Support for KNKX comes from PCC Natural Markets, offering non-GMO and organic turkeys, grass-fed rib roasts, and hickory-smoked ham for the holiday season. Meat reservations accepted online and in-store. More information at pccnaturalmarkets.com/holiday.
Well, Nance and Eaters, if you remember, a few weeks ago, we were talking about mail ordering expensive foodstuffs and whether or not it's really worth it. And at the end of that show, we said, well, let's just do it. We'll do taste testing and see if we think it's worth it. Nancy, you sent away for the Benton's Bacon from Tennessee, and I got
the Carolina Plantation Rice. You sent me a 2-pound bag of the Charleston Gold Rice. And I ordered a pound of the hickory smoked country ham. It's a center cut ham. They call it biscuit piece slices.
So what do we think? How did you like the bacon?
The bacon was terrific. My house and my clothing and my dogs smelled like hickory smoke for the next week after I cooked it. Big, thick slices of bacon. And I loved that there were 4 1-pound packages so I could share it around. It was expensive to mail it, so I paid $30 for 4 1-pound packs of bacon.
Which is not really bad. Not really at all. Comparable to supermarket bacon.
Certainly not for this bacon.
But then the shipping.
You know, $22. So yeah, $60 for 4 pounds of bacon and thing of ham.
Pretty pricey. When you gave me my pound of bacon, I cooked it just the other night, and it was really terrific bacon and very, very smoky. I love that hickory flavor. Not too salty, and it had a great texture, chewy and everything. I'd have to say I've never had better bacon than that, although I know there's lots of bacon makers right around here, too.
If I was going to buy a gift of bacon for someone, and this would be a great gift, by the way, I could also go down to my local farmer's market here, the Edmonds Holiday Market, on Saturdays through December 17th. I was there a couple weeks ago, and there was a guy I'd never seen before out of Fremont. It's called Carl's Cutting Board, and Carl was selling his own home-smoked bacon, including this amazing guanciale, the jowl bacon, which I bought. What I'm saying is, why would I go to Tennessee and have it shipped the heck here when I could just go someplace like my local farmer's market, a specialty store, a great butcher shop, and buy myself some terrific bacon?
Let's move on to the rice. It smelled wonderful even in the bag. It smelled even better in the rice cooker. Yes, you were right, Nancy.
Yeah, I know.
But it didn't really taste anything special. What I liked most about it was the really pleasing kind of bouncy texture. The only thing I'll add to that is that the next 3 or 4 times I made rice, I did notice that I was going to that rice and not to my regular jasmine rice, and now I've almost used all of it up.
I agree with you that the scent was amazing in the bag, and it's very nutty smelling. Mm. But what was interesting to me is it was like these tiny little pieces. These are very small, short grain pieces of rice. So when I cook this, I thought, you know, this needs something. So I cooked up a little bit of that Benton's country ham, which is quite salty. And I made myself steamed rice with bits of the bacon in it, a little bit of scallion on top for breakfast. It was incredible.
Where I'm coming down on all this bacon, on the rice, it's very good. But in the case of the bacon, probably there's real good stuff right around here, so you don't have to order it from Tennessee. And
unless you're from Tennessee and South Carolina, in which case, this is old hunger for you, and you would pay whatever you could afford to get your hands on that taste of home.
As a treat, when you're feeling flush, it would be fine. Or if you want to give somebody a really thoughtful and unusual present, as regular thing. No, I don't think it's worth it. But then again, I'm a notorious tightwad.
Yes, Stein, we know that about you.
Hey, what do you want from me? I'm working at public radio with the notoriously snarky
Nancy Leeson. He's Dick.
The tightest fist in America.
Stein.